This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was today elected as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. He was elected with voice vote as the opposition did not press for voting in the House for its candidate Congress MP K. Suresh. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved the motions to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of NCP Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadauria of Samajwadi Party moved motions in favour of Mr. Suresh. In his address, Mr. Om Birla thanked all the members of the House for giving him the opportunity to work as the Speaker of the House again and showing trust in him. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is glad that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today strongly condemned the emergency and highlighted the excesses committed during that time and also mentioned the manner in which democracy was strangled. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the emergency was imposed 50 years ago, but it is important for today's youth to know about it because it remains a fitting example of what happens when the constitution is trampled over, public opinion is stifled and institutions are destroyed. India has asserted that as the United Nations turns 18 next year, it is high time to reform the Security Council by expanding its permanent and non-permanent categories to enable it to manage today's global conflicts effectively. Minister in India's permanent mission to the UN, Prateek Mathur, said this while delivering India's statement at the UN General Assembly debate on the annual report of the Security Council. He said since performance assessment has become one of the focus areas at the UN as part of the discussions on global governance reforms, the Security Council too needs to prove its credibility and improve its performance. Today is the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The day, which is also known as World Drug Day, is marked on 26 June every year to strengthen action and cooperation in achieving a world free of drug abuse. The theme for the day this year is "The Evidence is Clear, Invest in Prevention." In Kenya, at least 5 persons were shot dead by police and a section of Parliament building went up in flames as demonstrations against new tax proposals escalate. An angry crowd broke through police lines to storm Parliament in the capital Nairobi, vandalizing the interior and setting parts of the complex on fire. The ceremonial mace, symbolizing the authority of the legislature, was stolen. To control the mob, police opened fire, killing at least 5 people. In swimming, young Indian talent Dinidhi Desainu and seasoned campaigner Srihari Natraj qualified for the 2024 Paris Olympics through the universality quota. Swimming Federation of India made the announcement in this regard. 14-year-old Dinidhi has been in phenomenal form this year, winning 2 gold and as many silvers in events across Singapore, India and Malaysia. On the other hand, ace swimmer Natraj, the national record holder in 200-meter freestyle. In the US Open badminton, the Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik K defeated the Irish pair of Scott Giltia and Paul Reynolds in men's doubles round 32 match in Texas this morning. The Indian duo emerged victorious by 21-14, 21-12. In women's doubles, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will clash with Pi Sai and Yi Hung of Chinese Taipei in the round of 16 tomorrow evening. Kartikey Gulshan Kumar qualified for the men's singles quarterfinals last night after he lost to Jie Liao of Chinese Taipei. And that is the end of this news bulletin.